Okay, tonight we're starting some halachas of refuah. The Ilei Nishmas Chaim Pinchas Moshe Baruch Ben Rav Yosef. Refuah is really it's a complicated series of halachas, which sometimes is very on the spot. You got to make a call. Tonight I'm going to go through this chart, which is a chart of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different categories of types of sicknesses, and each one has a different set of halachas. And it's important to know that before you decide to take medicine, or before you decide to do anything which might be a question of Chilul Shabbos, even through a guy, I first have to figure out which category do I fit into. So the first category is called Mechosh Ba'alma. Mechosh Ba'alma means, in the second column, a mild cold, a little cough, or a wild skin condition.
What's the wild skin condition?
Meaning,
poison ivy?
Yeah, something like that. It's a mild condition. Mild condition. Mild. A mild condition.
Oh, mild.
It's not wild, it's mild. I know that makes sense. Sorry. It's mild.
Oh, so it's a wild. I thought we were going like all over.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The Wild West. No. Okay. So if it's a mild cold or a little cough or mild skin condition, so then the halach is asa afilu leim legoy lasis machaz rabban. In this category, it's asa to, it's asa even to tell a guy to do a malachad rabbanan. And in this category also, one is not allowed to take medicine. Chazal were worried that if we're going to allow you to take medicine, we might not have the medicine, and you go into a panic, and you'll be oivan isidaraisa to make the medicine. Even though nowadays, we don't make medicine, we don't even know how to make medicine. As a matter of fact, if you go to a pharmacy, they don't make the medicine there either. But Chazal were goyza that in this category we don't take mess. Then we have what's called mixas chayli. What's a mixas chayli? A juicy cold. Feel ill from it. He feels it's ready gesund. Yeah, in Yiddish. So you feel ill from it. You feel sick. Or a hacking cough that keeps you up at night. A headache that makes it difficult to concentrate or learn. The idea over here is that it's something more than just a mild ache. It makes you feel sick already. So then it's mutter to tell guy to do a drabbanan for you.
Like what's a drabbanan for you?
If let's say
put Advil in your mouth.
What?
Put Advil in your mouth.
No, that won't help. But in this category.
Nowadays.
Let's say we'll get to the medicine in a second. Over here, it's mutter to tell guy to do a drabbanan. What's an example of a milah drabbanan? Let's say there's something which there's no Erev, and I need him to carry it to bring it to my house to help me feel better. Let's say I need tea, and there's no Erev. So I ask the guy to carry it to bring the tea to me, as long as it's not a Shusha Rabbit. But then there's the next category, which this is where.
So carrying? What else is not there? Is there anything else not there?
Any drabbanan.
Could you take medicine like in category number two?
We're going to get to it in a second. Yeah, I'll have to figure out what's a dry so
what's
drabbanan.
Nowadays, what's he doing for you already?
That's one example. Okay. We'll see as we go along. Okay, the next category is as follows. A chayla sheba sakana. A person's bedridden. Or chayla kol gufa, which means aches and pains throughout the whole body. That's one thing. It's chayla kol gufa, which means either he's bedridden, or he has aches and pains throughout the whole body. Or he's mitstayer harbe, has severe pain in one part of the body, which weakens the person. So either he has pain throughout the body, or pain in one part of the body, which weakens the person. For example, on the bottom, a migraine headache. Anyone who ever had a migraine headache knows that it's in your head, but it really, really pounds and weakens your whole body. Or severe gears pains, or severe allergies, right? A severe toothache, or severe diarrhea. Any of these cases, these are cases where you're allowed to take medicine. Mutalaim legoy lasis isidaraisa. You can even tell a guy to do isidaraisa for you. If you need a prescription, he can write the prescription for you. Mutalaim leisol lasis leisol. Mutalaim leisol lasis leisol lasis. The Yisrael Bashine. Mutan Lamel Yisrael. Last is the Yisrael. Last is Bashine. Of course, that's the word the Yisrael. Hakopanim, you let the Yisrael to do something with the Shine. Mutan Lamel Yisrael. Last is Bashine. Second Yisrael. Yes.
Well, I'm saying, what can he do himself?
If he's too, he's stuck in bed.
He's too weak, but if he wasn't weak, he could do himself.
Yeah. So over here. The Darbanan. Once he's in. Yeah. So over here, listen closely. This is where it's mutter to take medicine on Shabbos. If you're holding in this category 3, then it's mutter to take medicine on Shabbos. So many times, someone will come and say, I have a headache. Can I take Advil? Can I take Tylenol? The answer is that if it's just a mild headache, a small headache, so then no. But if it's already a headache where you belong in bed, even if you're not going to bed, you're not going to bed, but if you ask your mother will tell you you belong in bed, or you know yourself that you belong in bed.
If you have a bloody nose.
So then you can take medicine. Or, if let's say someone knows they get heartburn, right? Every Shabbos they eat challah, they get heartburn. So if it's a mild heartburn, not so bad. It goes away soon after. So then he's not allowed to take Tums or whatever. He's not allowed to take medicine for it. But if he knows that by him it turns into a severe case, it really pains him, and it weakens him, and it's hard for him to go learn in the base medish because of it. So then,
even if he's not planning on learning.
What?
Even if he's not planning on learning.
Right. But if it's enough that this will not allow him to function normally, I'll just give an example. So then he could watch me go. Then he could take it. Or I have another Eitzah. Listen to this. For the person who always gets heartburn after he eats Cholent, or whatever the example will be, take the medicine before you get the heartburn. Before you eat the Cholent, take the medicine to prevent it. That would be Mutta. That you'll have to do.
Preventive.
To prevent it as preventive.
It's always Mutta. Preventive. Always
so allergies, I can always never.
Yeah, same thing by allergies. Someone who has bad allergies, before he gets the symptoms, he can take the medicine. But once he starts feeling those allergies, if by him it's not going to reach the point where he's unfunctional, like category 3, then he's not going to take the medicine.
Preventative is always
Mutta. 3 hours for him to get all his symptoms down.
In what case?
An allergy.
Right.
I'm not legit a bucky in this stuff.
You're not. You are?
Yeah. You're like level 10.
Okay.
But I'm saying sometimes you have a swollen, let's say you have a swollen face or a swollen tongue or swollen lips, it won't go down for 3 hours, but you can't take the medicine if you know it's going to get better.
Right now, when you have the swollen lips, it's painful.
It's a discomfort.
It's a discomfort that.
And there's a chance that it can get worse.
There's a chance it can get worse?
There's always.
For allergies, you have to be careful not to take a chance.
I mean, sometimes. Right,
it could get worse, and then you won't be able to function.
Well, you go to the hospital.
Yeah? Then you have to take it. Then you have to.
What's that? Preventive is always. Is preventive always mutter?
Preventive
is always mutter?
Only if it's going to be.
What other examples do you have? These two examples.
Preventive say the allergies that you might have. Even if it's not bad allergies. Just sneezing and coughing.
And then it goes into.
If you just kind of sneeze and cough, can you take it before?
To prevent your sneezing and coughing?
Yeah, before you go for a walk, you know you're going to sneeze and cough.
Yeah.
And even and also before you eat something, whatever, that might give you a bad reaction, whatever it is, I don't know, questions.
What?
Preventive, say lactate.
That's not preventive.
Comes before eating chocolate.
That's
preventative. So that preventative is much different.
Lactin,
Fideri,
and Tums.
Why is it not a problem, Rabbi? Why is preventative not a problem?
Because the Chazal goes when you have the mefesh.
You have the thing.
I'll discuss that, I think, next week.
Preventative, you must say even if you're in preventive level one.
So we learned now that preventive, even to prevent level one, is also mutter. Just once you hit level one, then it's us until you get to level three. Now, there's something called sakanas efer. If something happened to a person that he may, if we don't take care of it now, he may lose his ability of using that limb, that chasham, a finger or whatever it may be. So then it's mutter for Yisrael to do a deraisa with a shinoi or a drabana in a regular way. Sakon is the fashai.
You're gonna lose to
be able to use that aver.
And if you can't do the deraisa with a shinoi.
What?
If there's no way of doing the right solution,
then Darbar and Kedarka.
Always gonna lose the limb.
Can't do it, then too bad.
Always gonna lose the limb?
Yeah, the functioning of that limb. Doesn't mean he's gonna lose the limb, but he won't be able to use it.
Well, tremendous blood loss. But he won't die. Tremendous blood loss, he won't die.
It's not a limb. Let me just finish this. Sakon is the fashais. Sakon is the fashais means that there's a real chance that this person if could die from what he has right now. So then it's mutter for Yisrael, and it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for Yisrael to do whatever he could to save this person. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's say someone has a cold. Someone has a very bad cold. Someone has the flu. Which, if he doesn't take care of it, there's a chance it could lead to something else, to what? To bronchitis? Are you bucking this also? Fuck, sure not. So it could lead to pneumonia, which pneumonia is a sakana. If you don't take care of that, it's for sure a sakana. So can I already now take medicine for my flu because it's going to lead to sakana as a fasces? Okay, this is a bad example because if someone has the flu, then his whole body is weakened, so anyways he can take medicine. But if he has a certain cold right now, which could possibly lead to something else,
two things.
So then these are two examples which are by themselves already sakana.
He's a doctor.
No. One thing. So I just want to point out one point. That if a person is not in a sakana right now, but he's in a matzah which there's a good chance that it will lead to another sickness, which is a sakana, and you can already prevent it now. But if it's a far out chance, then not. An infection in the eye, the Gemara says, could affect your heart and everything. So I'm saying, so over there we're much more lenient by infection in the eye. And your example was strep is a good right.
People die from
strep. Right. Okay, so let's get these five categories again. Let's start backwards. Sakon is nefashais. It's a mitzvah for Yisrael to be mechal shabbos to save the guy. It's a mitzvah, and it says in the Yeshami that if someone doesn't save him, it's a tain on the rav that the rav didn't darshan and shul. That's a mitzvah to save him. That's what it says. Mutter for Yisrael to do it issur Torah in the normal way. Right. Then we have sakonis aver, where it's not a sakonis afash. He's not going to die, but he might lose the functioning of a certain aver. He might lose the functioning of his for life. So then we said it's mutter for Yisrael to do a deraisa with a shine or drabanan in its regular way. A chayla she'im by sakana, this is someone who's either chayla kol gufa, he has aches and pains throughout his whole body, or he's mistire habe, he has a severe pain in one part of the body which weakens the person. So he's allowed to take medicine, and he's allowed to even tell Goy to do for him is a deraisa. Let's say he needs hot water boiled. So you can have the Goy boil hot water. Very good example. Very good example.
I like that.
And then we have mixas chayli, where he, it's a juicy cold. He's feeling ill from it, but he's not holding by chayli kol gufay, or a mechash bama, where it's a mild cold. Then already he's not supposed to take medicine.
Gotta beast it out.
Next week. So last week, someone gave in a sheet with all different types of medicines that are common. And we'll go through that next week. If anyone has any other ones to add on, give it to Aram Chaim.
Malpona.